Chapter 12. They had just reached the med station when the wounded from the assault were brought in. Reach knew them both, though he'd never actually laid eyes on them before. Robinson, Brim, how are you men doing? Robinson, who was hobbling under his own power, said,
Splash damage to the ass? I'll be fine.
And I'm only here 'cause Sergeant Soto said I needed to be,
added Brim, who was bleeding through a bandage on his forehead but otherwise looked fine.
Tough sons of bitches, commented Reach.
That's us.
The men continued on to receive treatment and disappeared inside the aid station. Alexa waited until they were out of earshot. Once I finished conversion on the heavy haulers, we should be able to limit the length of our engagements.
You mean like air support? Reach asked.
Alexa made a gun out of her thumb and index finger and pointed it at him. Bingo. With the boons sections down and the heavies on the ground, the haulers don't serve any immediate purpose. With Captain Bosa's permission and assistance from Dr. Roman, I've been modifying them as close air support craft. It will be several hours before the modifications are complete, though. Dr. Roman frowned.
Perhaps I should have left you to your work. If you feel you should get back to it.
That's important work, but this could be more important, Reach said. And if our talk doesn't go anywhere, you can always bail out.
Bail out, the prisoner whispered. Her expression, the way she moved her lips, made it look like she was tasting the words rather than speaking them.
That's right, Roman said, suddenly excited. Bail out. Do you know those words?
She gave him a blank expression, studying his lips as he spoke.
I don't think she does, Doc, said Reach.
Perhaps she's mimicking, Alexa said, gazing at the woman with intense interest. But I'm not sure she doesn't know some English.
The doctor wasn't fazed. He immediately went about trying different words with the prisoner, right then and there, as if he was on the verge of some verbal breakthrough.
Reach wanted to listen in, but the command channel pinged through his implant.
Lieutenant Reach, said Bosa. News from 1st Platoon. One of their prisoners died before they could get him back. He wasn't shot and didn't appear to have any real injuries. The medic checked the man's body and said besides smelling bad and being undernourished, he looked fine. They're loading him onto a cryopod to do an autopsy.
Confirmed, sir, Alexa said. Analysis is beginning now.
The other is on his way to the comms array, Sherman added. When you have an opportunity, I think it might be worth bringing the girl over to see if she has the same negative reaction to him that she did to the other guy. I hadn't planned on doing that, but since one is inbound, let's see.
Roger, Reach said, studying his prisoner. For what it's worth, I suspect she will. I don't think she's Rupak.
Elaborate, Bosa rumbled.
Well, sir, Rupak prisoners have to a man been malnourished. This woman looks fit, healthy. Except for those scars on her face, she's in perfect shape.
Dr. Roman halted his discussion with the woman and turned to Reach.
Reach, I don't think she's Rupak.
Reach suppressed a chuckle.
Captain, Dr. Roman has just come to the same conclusion. I'm bringing him into the command channel.
While you talk, I'll keep the prisoner occupied, Alexa said. I'm quite good at multitasking.
As Roman was brought into the telepathic discussion, Alexa took over trying to communicate directly with the woman.
Tell me what's on your mind, Doctor, Bosa ordered.
Three immediate possibilities strike me, Captain. One, she was brought here, but unwilling. Breeding stock that managed to escape her captives, if you take my meaning.
That would explain the reaction between her and the Rupak POW, said Reach.
The second possibility, Roman continued, is that she came to Amir from some third party, perhaps another nation, or even a corporate entity, made their own trip.
Captain Bosa grunted in consideration.
Rupak pulled it off, so I suppose it would be unwise to rule out anyone else from doing the same.
And the third possibility, said Roman, is that Rupak captured her as a child, maybe acquired her through human trafficking, now that we know of their involvement in that detestable practice.
Okay, so she's here now, Reach said, and we think she understands some English.
Roman interrupted.
English is the universal language. Television shows, movies. She may not only understand it, but speak it. She hasn't actually said anything after all. Perhaps she's taking in what she can as a form of intelligence, hoping for a Rupak rescue, though I doubt it. I agree with Reach in his assessment that she isn't with them.
Well, regardless of who she's with, try and get her to talk, Bosa said. Make her comfortable, and sequester her from the other Rupak prisoners, but presume she's one of them until we have definitive proof otherwise. Get her a cot and place a guard over her when you've finished interrogation.
Roger.
She is your number one priority, Reach. I don't want you to leave camp without her, so get to work. Hatchet out.
Dr. Roman let out a long sigh.
She's not Rupak.
Rupak, whispered the girl.
Roman gave her a thin smile.
Reach, if it's all right with you, I'd like to take Alexa aside and work on a game plan for further communication with this woman. I think that will be more useful than trying to connect on the fly, though I would encourage you to do whatever you can all the same. Perhaps while you're having her injury looked to, I could take a walk with Alexa and go find some coffee. Would you like some?
That sounds good. Yes, please.
Thanks, Doc.
No problem.
We won't be long.
Her name's Leanna,
Alexa said over implant as they departed.
I think she'll like if you use it.
After the wound on Leanna's arm was deemed to be superficial, Reach relocated her to his newly erected 2nd Platoon HQ. It was a simple hab, little more than a partitioned tent, but it was quiet. At the moment, only 1st Sergeant Nash was there, working on a tablet in another partitioned area. They sat across from each other at a table, and as Reach scooted his chair closer, he absent-mindedly brushed his finger over the wound on his face, which still had a crust of blood. Leanna brushed her own scars in response, perhaps absent-mindedly as well. It was a connection of sorts, and Reach decided to start there. He pointed to his wound, then gestured to hers.
Leanna, how did this happen?
Her eyes went wide, and she turned away, covering her face with her hair. He could see her blushing.
Hey, he said, speaking softly.
What happened?
He dragged his fingers across his face again.
Tularo,
she whispered, gesturing to the sky with her chin.
Tularo Tiankong.
The last word sounded Chinese, but Reach couldn't be sure without Roman there to translate. He smiled kindly and nodded, trying to encourage her to keep talking. Leanna repeated the phrase, then struggled to lift her bound hands and pointed an index finger up.
Tularo Tiankong? Much.
Reach came to a decision. Nash, he called out. You mind setting up in this room? I think it'll help if I cut her restraints.
Roger, sir. I'll be closer to the heater over there anyway.
Nash dragged a chair in, set up in the nearest corner, and went back to work on his tablet, probably making sure the platoon had enough beans and bullets. As Reach removed his Gerber knife, he sensed Leanna watching him intently. He made a show of putting his wrists together as though bound, then parted them.
I'm going to cut the restraints. Not you, the restraints. Is that okay?
Yes, she whispered.
She said yes, Roman said, sounding delighted. He just appeared in the doorway carrying 2 plastic mugs of coffee, one of which he handed to Reach.
What else did I miss?
Nothing yet, Doc. Reach said, taking a sip of the steaming beverage. It was good. Possibly the best cup he'd ever had. Or it might have only seemed that way because it was the first cup he'd had in decades. She also said much.
Where's Alexa?
Air support.
She sends her regards.
Reach set the mug down on the floor next to his chair and gestured to his face again.
Tularo Tiankong,
Leanna repeated. She made a noise with her mouth, a swooping kind of sound, accompanied by motion, until she traced her scar with 3 fingers.
Tian Kong, Roman repeated.
Sky.
But you probably got that from her gesture.
I did, but thanks for confirming it.
Roman took another sip of coffee, which reminded Reach about his own. When he leaned over to grab it, though, Lyanna gasped. Reach sat back up.
What? What is it?
Ose, she said, pointing to Reach's shoulder.
He glanced at Roman, who looked delighted.
Ose, Lyanna repeated. Ose!
Reach followed her eyes to his shoulder armor. There was nothing there but an American flag decal. He tapped it.
The flag?
She nodded.
Ose.
Reach and Roman exchanged a look, and then the doctor grinned and sang, Ose, can you see?
Lyanna giggled, a sound of pure delight, and clapped her hands together gently. At the same time, though, she looked a bit sad.
Ose, she said one last time, triumphantly.
Remarkable, Roman said slowly, his grin inextinguishable.
You recognize the flag, Reach said to Lyanna.
America. Americans. That's us. USA.
Lyanna's joy was undiminished.
Ose.
Roman pushed himself up on creaking knees.
Why that reaction to seeing the American flag? He mused aloud. Maybe she was a prisoner of the Rupak and she thinks we're here to free her.
Nobody gives prisoners weapons, Doc, Reach said. Not even a bow and arrow.
Perhaps if your own weapons are superior.
That wouldn't explain why she's in such better health than the rest of the Rupak.
Reach leaned forward and looked the woman in the eyes.
Lyanna, where are you from?
She shook her head.
Reach pointed to himself and said, Jared, then tapped the flag.
From USA.
Ose.
She looked confused, so he repeated it, saying his name even more slowly. The woman squinted, then her eyebrows went up.
Jared. Ose.
That's right. What about you?
Lyanna.
Where?
He pointed to her.
She tapped herself on the chest.
Lyanna Ose.
Now we're getting somewhere, Roman said. He tapped his own chest. Dr. Kenneth Roman, Ose. Lyanna, Ose?
Was she really saying she was an American? Or was she simply trying to suggest a friendship between them all?
Lyanna then surprised both with an intelligible string of English.
My speak. Brody. Not good. Ose good. Much. Brody speak. Not regular.
Reach pointed to himself.
We speak Brody?
Yes. I Ose. Come. Come.
She seemed to be searching for a word and then made a hand motion like she was mixing pancake batter.
Draw.
Sergeant Nash, Reach said. Not surprisingly, his sergeant had put aside his work to watch this much more interesting show.
Can I use that tablet?
Roger that,
Nash answered, handing it over. Reach opened the notepad app and tilted the screen so Lyanna could see it.
This is a tablet. You draw on it using your finger, like this.
She let out a small gasp at his demonstration and held her hands out for the device, which he gave her. She touched it, scribbled for a bit, then took the bottom of her rough spun shirt and looked like she was trying to erase what she'd done.
Not like that, Roman said.
He gently took the tablet from her.
Here, like this.
He tapped the screen to demonstrate. She gave Reach an annoyed look when the doctor handed the tablet back to her.
I draw.
Then she focused on what she was doing and drew, her tongue sticking out of the corner of her mouth a little. The men waited patiently for her to finish. When she did, she nodded in satisfaction and turned the tablet around for everyone to see. To Reach, it looked like she'd drawn a puppy, possibly a baby hippo. Did they have hippos here? But Roman gasped in recognition.
Oh, this is bad.
He stood up from his seat and began pacing.
Ose,
the woman said, pointing to a spot on the screen near the edge.
Ose.
Then she pointed to Reach's shoulder and back to herself.
Doc,
Reach began, dread forming in the pit of his stomach. You know what she drew, don't you?
Yes, he said, still pacing. She's drawn the Muir,